Thank you, Mr. President. As this is the first time my delegation takes the floor under your presidency, allow me to congratulate you for assuming this important role and assure you of my delegation's full support. We'd also like to thank the panelists for their valuable and insightful presentations this morning. Ireland, in its statement, would like to focus in particular on the topic of transparency and accountability in the context of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Transparency is an essential principle of the disarmament pillar of the NPT. The call for accountability and for the transparency needed to achieve it is not new, and indeed the concept of permanence with accountability was at the heart of the 1995 indefinite extension and the establishment of the strengthened review process. Transparency is something that was a key element of disarmament-related decisions at the review conferences of 2000 and 2010 similarly. Likewise, it was
2002年的审评大会去年的筹备会 在 Vienna 都讨论过 透明、认责 在 NPT 实施各种中 26条的实施中 一贯是我们的优先重点 我们知道大量国家都关注 6条义务没有得到实施 对方没有能力跟踪这方面进展 各国希望有意义的、切实的取得进展 带来信心 最终对条约的影响存在关切，它是裁军进程的支柱。对于透明认责更加关心，去年筹备工作表现了这一点。同时，各国致力于在第二次筹委会之前进行这项工作。我们要放下这一石头，对。
强有力的跨地区域的呼吁做出应对。就新的联盟议程核心西兰一道努力推进这项工作，确保下次会议进展在接下来的审议，尤其在2026年审评大会之前推进工作。我们知道有大量国家、区域集团也希望就此取得进展。 我们期待着与他们合作。目前的地缘政治环境确实困难，我们不能降低愿望，要根据第6条履行义务。我们期待着进一步推进工作，与各方一道在7月、8月进行工作。